Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Abram travels to a new home. God loved Abram. God told Abram to leave his home and go to a new land. God promised to make Abram the leader of a great nation. Abram obeyed God. He and his wife and his nephew, Lot, left their home. They took all their animals and their helpers with them. They walked for many, many days. After days and days of walking, Abram and his family arrive in the new land. God told him that he was going to give the land to Abram's children. Abram worshiped God. Abram trusted God. Abram believed that God would keep his promise. Today's story is about Abram, a very important person in our Old Testament. He would be the father of many nations. In the beginning, God informed Abraham to leave his home. First, it was mentioned that God loved Abraham. 天主爱亚巴郎。Love is a very common word, but it is a very special word, especially for those who have a special affection. Love, 爱这个字是很普通的字，但是有很特别的意义，尤其对那些彼此之间有感情的。所以在这边我们可以看到也听到天主特别爱亚巴郎。 God told Abram, 天主告诉亚巴郎 to leave his home, 要离开他的家。 Home 就是一个家。 And go to a new land, 到一个新的地方。 New 就是新， land 就是地，就是到一个新地。 God promised to make Abram, 天主答应应许亚巴郎要怎么样呢？ To make Abram the leader, 要把亚巴郎成为一个领导者。什么样的一个领导者？ A leader of a great nation, 一个大国家的一个领导者。 Abram obeyed God, 亚巴郎听从天主。 He and his wife, 他和他的妻子。 And his nephew, 侄儿。 他 nephew 的名字是 Lot, 洛特。 Left their home, 他们都一起离开他们的家乡。 They took all their animals, took 就是拿，在这边意思是说他们跟所有他们所有的财产。 They took all their animals and their helpers, 连他们的工人也都跟着他们一起。 They walked for many, many days, 他们走了好多好多天， 意思是说这个地方不近，是很远的地方，因此他们要 walk， walk 就是走路 for many many days， 很多很多天。After days and days of walking， 过了经过了许多天的行走，亚巴兰和他的家 Abraham and his family arrive， arrive 就是到了，抵达。所以我们通常会听到，诶，你什么时候到？ When did you arrive？ 这是亚巴兰 and his family arrive。亚巴郎 and his family arrive where? 在哪里？到了哪里？ New land， 在到了新地。God told him， told 就是告诉， tell 的过去式就是 told。 God told him， 告诉他，天主告诉他， that he was going to give the land， 他要把这个地给谁呢？要给 Abram's children， 要给亚巴兰的后裔，他的子孙，他的儿子。所以天主告诉亚巴兰，他要把土地给他的后裔。 Abram worship God， Abram 亚巴兰就朝拜天主。 Abram trusted God， 亚巴兰相信天主。 Abram believed that God would keep his promise， 亚巴兰相信天主会实现他对亚巴兰的许诺应许。所以在今天的故事，有时我们可以看到有听到亚巴兰感受到天主特别的照顾跟爱，他的反应又是一种朝拜天主。像上一次我们的故事，那个挪亚感受到天主的照顾，就与天主祈祷感谢他。亚巴兰也是一样，他感受到天主的许诺要一定会实现，他就朝拜天主，他相信天主，信赖他，信任他会把他的应许会实现的。This is also the invitation for us today， 这个也是邀请我们今天怎么样聆听天主， How to listen to God and how to believe and trust in God， 我们如何相信信赖我们的上主。 We sometimes have to travel， 我们有时候需要旅行或要需要离开我们的本家到另外一个地方，聆听天主， To listen to God because God loves us， 因为天主爱我们，像他爱亚巴兰一样。 Are we ready to leave our home？ 我们准备有怎样的一个心灵的准备吗？ Are we ready？ 我们有准备？ Are we willing？ 我们有没有可以答复这样的一个邀请？我们愿意吗？亚巴兰和他的妻子和他的侄儿愿意答复天主的邀请，因此天主实现了他的应许。希望我们大家也可以与他们学习。Hope we can all learn from Abram and believe in God. And I hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your friends and family. Goodbye and God bless.